29 the high on Friday, then on Saturday. I've got the rain chances at 20% at best, with partly sunny skies and a high temperature of 57, so pretty good for outdoor activities. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank, where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Their service is as sunny as the forecast, and their fee-free checking accounts can chase away the clouds. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A man has been charged with murder in connection with the shooting that led to a teen's hit-and-run death earlier this month in Montgomery. 19-year-old Terrence Webster is charged with reckless murder. He's now being held on $150,000 bond. A family in Demopolis is in mourning after a 9-year-old girl took her own life. They say she was bullied and that it was racially motivated. Her mother says a group of her classmates taunted her with racist comments. And former U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions spoke at the Montgomery Area Chamber of Commerce's annual meeting Tuesday. He says he is not thinking about running for an elected position at this time. He also joked about the controversy surrounding his time working in the Trump administration. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them, appreciate everything they do with us.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Sweet Creek Farm Market is where you'll find the largest selection of pecans and pecan products in town. Unique gifts and candles made in Alabama, paired with Sweet Creek's sweet treats, make for a perfect gift. Select your favorites for a customized gift basket. Sweet Creek Farm Market is a unique local treasure, and they're happy to help you ship your gifts anywhere in the nation. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231 in Pike Road.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Deadly attack and a dramatic confrontation with a gunman in the French city of Strasbourg near the German border. At least two people are dead and many more have been injured in the shooting near Strasbourg's famous Christmas market.
An astonishing on-camera argument inside the Oval Office. The president and top Democrats from the House and Senate sparred over funding for a border wall as a December 21st deadline looms for funding the government.
We need border security. The wall is a part of border security. You can't have very good border security without the wall now.
Express crew is facing questions over their response after a passenger reportedly seized for 2 hours during a flight.
Google CEO Sundar Pichai was in the hot seat on Capitol Hill.
An urgent search continues for the three still trapped in the abandoned Rock House Powelton mine, while a fourth, 43-year-old Eddie Williams, emerged on Monday.
She's accused of being a glamorous and manipulative secret agent. Maria Butina has agreed to cooperate with the Justice Department.
Kathy Lee Gifford has announced that after 11 years of laughter and a wine toast or two in the morning, she'll be stepping away from the Today Show next year.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. I got to look up Fresh Market. Don't even forget about that.
Yes, news special.
See what specials they've got. Because I'm hoping that the ribeye is going to be on sale. First-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. And then any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What is in that gift basket is the things that you put in there. They just don't put together a basket for you. You put together your own basket. That's why it is so special. That's why people love the Ingrams in Sweet Creek Farm Market. I tell you, they are absolutely spectacular there. You're going to love everything about it. If you're trying to find some gifts to give for Christmas, the pecan tins and the popcorn tins are really good. They've got bags of pecans. They've got cakes. They've got all sorts of stuff. And one person's going to try that frog jam.
Yeah.
I want to hear a report on that. I tell you, their food is so good at Sweet Creek Farm Market. So take advantage of it, boys and girls. Okay, let's. On the New York Strip is on sale. The USDA. The premium is $7.90. No. I'm reading the wrong thing. It's not showing me what the individual is. Showing me what the 10 ounce is, but I will find out for you. But the New York Strip is on sale. The Standing Rib Roast is on sale for $7.99 a pound. That's $5 off. You can get the Prime Standing Rib Roast for $14.99 a pound. That's a heck of a deal. And they have the Chateaubriand Prime and Premium, and they look delicious. Of course, Spiral Ham, and the Spiral Ham is very good. I sampled that when they were doing the sampling. Let's go to the phones and go to Gino. Gino, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
How y'all doing today?
Doing good. How are you?
Pretty good. One question. What's the that's the only thing you can get a president impeached for?
What can you get a president impeached for?
The president.
Yeah, it's high crimes and misdemeanors, but the people who determine that are the House of Representatives.
Okay. Well, put me in for what kind of free drawing y'all got. I'd like to get in on it.
Gino, give me your month and day of birth.
12/14.
Wow, somebody's got a birthday coming up.
Absolutely. We've got three in 1 week in my family.
Well, happy birthday, Gino.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Did you get his birthday? We're good. Thanks, Gino.
Have a blessed day.
You too, my friend. You too. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday.
Good. It is birthday month. Mine's tomorrow. Jack's is today. It's amazing how many folks are born around Christmas time.
Well, happy birthday to you.
Thank you, man.
I like that. Let's see. So that would be Christmas time would be Valentine's Day plus a couple of weeks.
There you go. It's about right. First of all, let me say another shout out to Fresh Park. This is Sweet Creek. This is how I almost feel guilty about this, Dan, because I win the gift certificate for $60. Okay, it's fantastic. I get the cake, it almost kills me. and I'm out there at one of my customers painting the inside of an office building. He drives up and he delivers pumpkins. And I tell him how great the cake was and how I called the radio station and it just about killed me. And he said, he's such a nice guy, Reed Ingram.
He is.
What does he do? He gives me another $25 gift ticket.
Oh, wow. Man, you
have been paid. I've been paid $85 to go shop in Sweet Creek.
Oh, man. You lucky dog, you.
You ain't kidding. I mean, that's something to be lucky at. The quality of stuff they got, that's what I call a prize, my man.
That is. That is. You're right on with that one.
And nobody's mentioned it today, but I think the best news of the day is Stormy Daniels having to pay Donald Trump $230,000 for legal fees. And, you know, it was on the CBS Evening News last night. I was very surprised.
I was kind of surprised at that myself.
It's wonderful.
But it wasn't a very long story, was it?
No, it wasn't, but it didn't matter. I didn't hear nothing about it till then, and I said, yeah! Oh, man. That's beyond great. That's a good sign in light of all the stuff that's happening. It's going to give us an indication after all this stuff goes through litigation who's going to win.
Well, so, I hope you're right on that.
I am too. Thanks again for the great contact with Sweet Creek. I go down there anyway, even though they don't pay me to do it.
We're top. You go and enjoy that place, okay?
Thank you so much, man.
Take care. Bye. Let me go to T-Spear. T-Spear, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show on a Wednesday.
Well, good morning. Good Wednesday morning.
How are you?
And I get to agree. Sweet Creek, for those, I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm really good.
I'm glad to hear that. I really am. It means a lot to all of us to know that you and everybody else that we listen to stay healthy, because I tell you what, we need your voices so much. And I agree. Sweet Creek is a great place to visit. I'd love to be on it, in on that. Go back to Michael Cohen, I have a question.
Sure.
When was President Trump allegedly with this Stormy Daniels? Did he do this before running for president and winning presidency?
Yes.
Or was the activity after winning presidency?
It was
and
before.
If it is before winning presidency, would that not be that these are allegations that were placed against a private individual, not the president of the United States? So why are they saying, well, the president did this? No, Mr. Trump supposedly did this, and I really don't care about it.
Well, it was before he was running for president, but the payoff was right before the election.
Okay, then somebody paid her to essentially shut up and go away, whether he did anything or not.
Right.
And quite frankly, $15,000 for somebody with Donald Trump's wealth, honey, that ain't enough.
It's $150,000.
Even $150,000 with someone who is worth hundreds of millions of dollars, that is a pittance. There is no way that, I'm sorry, she has her right to say what she wants to say, but sooner or later she needs to be held accountable for it in court. Michael Cohen is being the fall guy for this, I think. He's done a lot of things that he shouldn't have done, but still I think he is taking the fall for a lot of stuff.
Well, remember the problem with Trump is going to be, was it a campaign donation or was it to protect his name?
Well, anytime you pay somebody to shut up and go away, it's basically protecting your name.
Well, if they go to court, that will be the discussion on it, but it may not even make it that far. I talked to somebody who's very familiar with election law, and he said that it doesn't, you know, the election commission could just throw it out.
Okay.
Just like they did the John Edwards thing.
And they should. I mean, that their private lives have little to do with whether or not they can govern this country.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, thank you again so very much. If I don't talk to you, I will. I was going to say, if I don't talk to you before, have a Merry Christmas. But I'm sure there'll be something that'll come up.
I'm sure there will be. That will pique your interest.
You got that one right. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you, T-Spear. Appreciate it. Let's go back into the Strasbourg market attack here. This is the CBS News report.
An intense manhunt in France has turned up no sign of the gunman who killed at least two people in what's being called a terror attack. A third victim is brain dead. The shooter opened fire near a Christmas market in the city of Strasbourg last night. Police named a 29-year-old suspect who has been flagged for extremist ties. They say they tried to arrest him before the attack. France has raised its terror alert status to the highest level. Roxana Saberi is in Strasbourg, where police say the suspect may have fled to nearby Germany.
Top French counterterrorism official has just said that witnesses heard the shooter yell, Allahu Akbar, or God is great, when he opened fire at the market here last night. And the mayor of Strasbourg has just said it was a terror attack. The streets here are much quieter than usual today as the search for the suspect continues.
Streets covered with Christmas lights were filled with screams as the lone gunman sprayed shots near a Christmas market. people caught in the chaos ran for cover, like Isam Ferris. I heard several shots and I thought, maybe it's firecrackers, he said. But then I saw a lot of people running, scared, crying kids and all. So I ran away and hid in a restaurant.
This is a real problem. This was where we had had another attack, and they now have a photograph of this guy out. Clearly looks like he's Middle East terrorist type, that male profile and the look that he has. Let's continue on with the story.
Police have named the shooter as Strasbourg-born Sharif Shakat. According to a U.S. law enforcement official, Shakat is believed to have had an automatic rifle and a knife. He was known to French authorities, previously convicted of assault and theft, and spent time in jail. He's also on a terror watch list for possible extremist ties. Police raided his apartment on the morning of the attack on unrelated charges, but he wasn't there. After the shooting at the market, police chased the gunman through the streets, exchanging fire. He was injured, but the gunman got away. This morning, more than 350 security forces are searching for the man who added the self-promoted capital of Christmas to the list of cities hit by terror.
Police have detained five people for questioning. No terror group has claimed responsibility for the attack so far.
News Show 93.1 FM. It's a Better Buy at Brubaker, Prattville location, Eastern Bypass. Let me tell you, they are selling brand new cars and giving big discounts. Have a listener that went out there. They gave him a good deal, but he's going to try for a little more out there and loves to get in negotiations with them. Nick Brubaker, Don Raker, tell them thank you for being a sponsor of the Dan Moore Show. It's a Better Buy at Brubaker.
He just grinned.
The Dan Morris Show.
Take a load off Fanny. Take a load for free. Take a load off Fanny. And put the load right on.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
It's the little things, like Christmas movie marathons. One more before bed?
Yeah!
Or getting in the Christmas spirit with the Goodies One Big Sale. Starting Friday, get an extra 50% off almost everything with your coupon. Score mega doorbusters too, like 75% off fine jewelry and 60% off boots for her. Plus, $19.99 pajama sets or robes. Your coupon even gets you $15 off any fragrance purchase of $75 or more. Goodies. Little things mean everything this Christmas. Goodies is part of our Stage family. Offer exclusions apply.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie.
Alexa, play Meant to Be.
Okay.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
This special time of year, we should all take a moment and count our blessings. At Mr. Electric of Montgomery,
We understand it's you, our loyal customers, who have helped make us so successful over the years. To the Mr. Electric team, the safety of your home and family are more than just a job. It's a passion we share. Our dedication to providing quality workmanship and total customer satisfaction is always a priority. From everyone at Mr. Electric, we'd like to extend our heartfelt thanks for your business over the past year and wish you and your family a happy and safe holiday season. And remember, when you have an electrical problem, don't take chances. Give us a call and...
happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Two seven two nine two two eight. That's where we are. Oh, friend Marty from Publix.
Yeah,
he was over at the Zelda Road location, and they moved him up the food chain, and now he's on the Vaughn Road location. Great guy, Marty. If you're listening during the next break, just call back, and I'll chat with you there. Brexit. Theresa May is having some problems here, a little chaos. She may get taken out of office because of a lack of a vote of confidence from Parliament.
A dramatic political standoff in Britain could bring down the government of America's closest ally today. British Prime Minister Theresa May is facing a challenge from within her own party over how she's handled the Brexit plan to withdraw from the European Union next year. Right now, May is facing lawmakers in Parliament. Short time ago, she vowed to fight to keep her job.
So there will now be a vote of confidence in my leadership of the Conservative Party. I will contest that vote with everything I've got.
If May loses, it will leave Britain without a leader. Mark Phillips is outside the Houses of Parliament in London with the latest.
Just when you thought that the long and twisted road toward Britain leaving the European Union couldn't get any lumpier, it just had. This vote that Theresa May is facing today was, as you say, initiated by members of her own party. Those people in the party, it took 48 of them, who felt that the deal that she had worked out with the European Union, the divorce settlement, if you will, was not strong enough, gave too many concessions, would not result in an independent enough Britain in their view. Now they've forced the vote. She has to carry a majority of the MPs, the Conservative MPs in Parliament, in a vote that'll be held this evening. But this is a lose-lose proposition for her. If she loses the vote, she's out. If she wins the vote, no matter by how much, she's weakened by the very process of the challenge to her. All of this happening as the deadline toward Britain leaving the EU, which is in next March, ticks away. Theresa May has tried to get further concessions from the EU. This vote against her today further weakens that process as well.
This is, when you read about this stuff, the EU is playing hardball with them and basically isn't giving them, you know, they're still tethered to them out there. And I don't think the people of Britain will be satisfied with that. I don't think that's what they voted for. And this is kind of like, you know, the South saying, we don't want to be with you anymore. We want to create our own state and separate ourselves from the United States. And this could end up with some real problems here. The FTSE market, the British Dow, was really down from yesterday during the discussion of this, and it's kind of struggling as it is right now. Let me get my latest numbers on here. Whoops. Well, it's back up now. It was down 200. Now it's up 373, but it was down substantially yesterday. Their market is not nearly as big as ours. It's 6,880, so that's over 1% just at 73 points today. But this will be interesting. This will happen tonight. We'll see what the outcome is and then how they're going to try to patch this back together. In Colorado, there was a mother that was missing on Thanksgiving Day. So she's been missing for a while. When you listen to the story, tell me who you think did it.
Police say they have received a number of tips and phone calls. Now they've released new video of Kelsey Barrett, and for the first time, we're hearing from her father, Daryl.
Police hope this newly released surveillance video will lead to more tips. It shows Kelsey Barrett carrying her one-year-old daughter into a Safeway store near her home on Thanksgiving, the last known day she was seen in public. Her fiancé, Patrick Frazee, told police he saw Kelsey later that afternoon when he picked up their daughter. The engaged couple lives in separate homes near each other and plan to marry, Kelsey's father tells NBC News. He says Patrick took care of the baby during the day while Kelsey worked as a flight instructor at Doss Aviation. Then Kelsey either slept over at Patrick's house or took the child to her home. Kelsey's mother, who spoke at Monday's news conference, says Kelsey would never abandon her daughter.
This is completely out of character. Kelsey loves her God, she loves her family and friends, and she loves her job.
Kelsey's father says as of Tuesday afternoon, his wife had not yet been able to see their granddaughter, who's in Patrick's care.
Kelsey, we just want you home. Call us if you can, and we won't quit looking.
Police say 3 days after Thanksgiving, on November 25th, Kelsey's cell phone pinged 700 miles away in Idaho. That same day, a text was sent from her phone to her employer saying she would not be in for the rest of the week. But it wasn't until December 2nd, 10 days after she was last seen, that Kelsey was reported missing to police by her mother.
Why did Patrick not report her missing?
That's a question we'll have to ask Patrick.
Police say Patrick Frazee is cooperating. NBC News has not been able to reach him for comment.
So,
well, the husband is certainly suspicious.
Yeah, particularly with the texting to the work.
Mm-hmm.
Because you would have to look at, it would have to be somebody who knows what that number means and something about the person that's on the other end of this. Ping 600 miles away.
Wonder what's up.
And what you do is you see her go into the Safeway with a little baby, and that's the day that she was last seen by anybody out here. But why didn't the husband say something? Kind of, I'm going to guess he had something to do with this thing.
Based on that story, yes.
These husbands, that the guy who killed his wife and his two kids because he was having the affair, and said that the wife was choking one of the kids, and so he choked her, and then they took him and put him in the little oil can, the 50-gallon drum. God, I mean, this is just like morbid. And let me tell you, that guy, we didn't play the confession on the air. But he was in an interview room, and his father-in-law comes in. His father comes in, and he basically confesses to his father, not realizing, I don't think, that he was being taped during this whole time, and basically confesses to it.
Wow.
I know. There's some wild people in the world. Newstar 93.1. Going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440 or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by value pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned makes starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 5 days to return it for a full refund. 5 days to drive and decide. Need another reason to shop at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars? They're the area's largest buyer of used cars. Value pricing that can't be beat. 50 plus years of service to our community, a 5-day return policy, credit options for everyone, and a huge inventory of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Mileage restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. Michael Cohen, the president's former attorney, gets 3 years for crimes including so-called hush money payments. Prosecutors say Donald Trump ordered.
In court, Cohen didn't blame it on himself. He blamed everything. He said, yeah, I did it. But he said the reason why I did it was because of President Trump. Now, when it comes to this idea of an illegal campaign contribution, we did hear from the president yesterday in an interview with Reuters in which the president said, number one, it wasn't a campaign contribution. If it were, it's only civil. And even if it's only civil, there was no violation.
In 2016. Some lawmakers upset with her handling of Brexit negotiations. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply, now offering stamped metal roofing systems. Call them today at 694-6695.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a good weather day underway with sunshine filtering through a lot of high cloudiness, a little warmer than yesterday with a high temperature up to about 59. Not bad for a December day. Tonight, mostly cloudy, not as cold, overnight low 42. Tomorrow, high temperature 61, a cloudy day, breezy, chance of an afternoon shower. And then Thursday night into Friday, windy, showers become likely, maybe a couple of thunderstorms as well. 53 the low Thursday night, 59 the high on Friday. Then on Saturday, I've got the rain chance. Chances at 20% at best with partly sunny skies and a high temperature of 57, so pretty good for outdoor activities. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Sam with Blue Water Broadcasting Sales. And you know what? I hope this is going to be the merriest and the happiest new year you've ever had. Please be careful and remember the reason of the season. From all of us right here at Blue Water Broadcasting.
The Dan Morris Show.
I cried to the southern wind by the love that was sure to end. If a dream in my heart was gone, heading for a showdown.
272-9228.
Bad dream of what should
That's where we are.
Looks like we're riding on the same train. If you don't, there'll be more. Heading for a showdown. Heading for a showdown.
Okay, let's move into another subject and get into the this wall and what we played for you yesterday. We played the dust-up in there, and this is going to be CBS's report about the dust-up in the Oval Office between Schumer, Pelosi, and Trump.
President Trump startled some lawmakers when he invited the top two Democrats in Congress to the Oval Office and told them he would shut down the government if he doesn't get funding for his promised border wall. The president allowed cameras to capture a 17-minute argument with Senator Chuck Schumer and Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi.
We came in here in good faith. And we're entering into a discussion in the public view.
But it's not bad,
transparency.
Weijia Zhang is at the White House, the scene of the fracas.
The dramatic display diverted attention away from President Trump's frantic search for a new chief of staff and his potential legal troubles. But it also gave us a sneak peek into what may be to come in the new year with a Democratic-controlled House dividing Congress.
Where you have walls, Chuck, it's effective. Where you don't have walls, it is not effective.
Yeah. Let's call a halt to this.
Public bickering over President Trump's proposed border wall ended with a defiant declaration in the Oval Office.
I am proud to shut down the government for border security, Chuck. So I will take the mantle. I will be the one to shut it down. I'm
not the president made clear to Democratic leaders Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi he is not budging on his mission to get funding for the wall in a spending bill. Mr. Trump wants $5 billion to build the wall, but they are urging him to support legislation that offers $1.3 billion for fencing and other security measures.
The experts say you can do border security without a wall, which is wasteful and doesn't solve the problem.
It totally solves
but
the problem.
I don't want to take this.
And it's very important.
This has spiraled downward.
You know, this report came off a lot better than I thought it would have. I would love to get the audience's opinion, but I think Trump actually came out pretty well out of that. Very surprising that they did it that way. Let's go to the phones and go to Cooper. Cooper, welcome aboard with the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
I'm fine. I love that little dust up or whatever you want to call it. They were being trying to be themselves. I get so sick of watching these senators calling each other honorable when they hate each other's guts. If you want to have some fun, watch the British Parliament.
Oh, yeah. I have been there during questions when Margaret Thatcher was PM.
Well, Jeremy Corbyn and Theresa May went at each other yesterday, and it made Trump and Nancy and Chuck look like kindergartners.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see that.
Well, it was yesterday. When it had already been announced that she had the no confidence vote coming, and she's made such a mess of it over there.
Yeah, they have a real problem here because the EU is not kind of helping them make the exit. There are too many strings attached to everything, and so it's not really, if they voted on the deal they have right now, it really isn't going to be that far different than what it is. You know, now.
Well, I called several months ago and complained about Faulkner University having Tony Blair here.
Mm-hmm, I remember that.
People here don't know his politics or anything. But what they're trying to do is they're trying to not only stop Brexit, but reverse it. Just get it, you know, say no. At the very least, they want another vote, which I think they'll lose worse now than they did the last time. But, they want to stop it, and people like Tony Blair think they can do it, Cameron and some of the others.
Well, as we said, we're going to know in the fullness of time, this could be a little bit of a train wreck for UK and kind of their markets and things like that. I noticed their currency really dropped from yesterday.
There's been what they're calling campaign fear, where the people who want to stop Brexit, who are in the government and who are in the House of Lords and some in the House of Commons, are coming out with all these horrible things that are going to happen if Brexit comes about. Well, the same people said there would be an $800,000 job loss just if they voted for Brexit.
Right.
in 2016, and it didn't happen. The economy has boomed in the last 2 years in Britain. I was going to say one other thing. I lost my train of thought. There are others that think, you know, that say that they don't think this is going to be the big deal that they say it is.
You're talking about if they did break away from
with no deal. Yeah, if they did a clean break, no deal. First off, they don't have to pay them any money. Right now they're talking about paying them $40 billion just to leave.
Damn EU.
So, Well, the EU, if anybody kind of really, you know, it sounds nice, the EU. But if you look into it, they are a horrible organization. If you believe in national sovereignty, anyway.
Yeah.
You know, imagine if we had the union of North American states, where we had Canada, the U.S., and Mexico, and there was such a thing as the North American Union Court of Justice, and they could overrule the United States. How long do you think we would stay in something like that?
Well, you do know there is an OAS, an Organization of American States.
Yes, but we're a sovereign nation. They can't overrule.
Oh, no, absolutely. No, I mean, I'm just saying that there is. Yeah, no, we're definitely a sovereign nation.
There's nothing wrong with England joining Europe in a trading partnership. That's what they were originally sold this bill of goods on. This is going to be a trading zone, which is fine. Nothing wrong with that. Now it's morphed into where there's an EU government, and now they want an EU army.
This is the quintessential example of it is. They're trying to use a League of Nations approach for manipulation, where it's only the elected officials of these countries who are making the decisions, and it's completely taken out of the hands of the people. And that is what the problem is.
And many of the people that are in the EU, the officials, they are not even elected.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I got a feeling that Theresa May's probably going to survive the no confidence vote. But still, she's got this horrible deal she's made that's not going to pass. So, we'll see what's going to happen.
As we say, we'll know in the fullness of time.
Hey, have a good day.
You too. Let's go to Penny. Penny, welcome aboard.
Hey.
How are you?
First time caller. I'm doing great, and I'm hoping you'll catch me up to date. I'm going to have to start keeping you on my regular radio station to listen to you, because I hear good info to learn. But tell me this. If I agree with the putting up the wall, I think it's a good thing to keep the illegals out. But what are we doing in regards to, if we didn't give these illegals all these illegal jobs that are usually ranch hands or construction workers, why aren't we cracking down on those companies and all these ranchers? I mean, because clearly if we didn't give them any jobs, they wouldn't be coming over here. That's part of the issue as well. Do you know what's being done? I mean, supposedly we were supposed to verify people, make sure they have Social Security numbers when we hire them. But what kind of penalty are we putting on these construction companies that we know are still using them as cheap labor and not paying any taxes on them, not worrying about workers' compensation? I mean, they're making all kinds of money because someone that I know goes out and does inspections on new construction, and sometimes when he shows up with his badge, all the illegals run. So we know that's still happening.
Oh, yeah. So, no, it's definitely happening. And what part of the problem is looking the other way. Another part of the problem is people are using false identification. Another part of the problem is you have states like California who would never crack down on anybody for hiring an illegal alien. Matter of fact, they encourage it.
Right, exactly. But can't we cut off all federal funding to those states?
Well, that was a discussion that Jeff Sessions was having at the beginning of his tenure, but he never could get it done. What we do is we have an agreement with states that we're going to give you money, but what you have to do is help us when you have someone who is, you know, coming out of jail and they're wanted on federal charges and things like that.
Right.
And so he tried to cut it off, but it was all done in advance, and then a court struck that down, that you could not do that. And they never pursued it. See, that's a part of this problem is
so
the court system.
It's ridiculous. Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Now, Penny, let me ask you some questions.
Yes.
How long have you been listening to the show?
About 20 days.
Really?
Yes. I am a CD girl, so I listen to my CDs.
Well, not anymore, though, right?
No, not anymore. And I'm actually going to have to come out. Are you guys still doing the when you go out and eat to and y'all meet and greet? Where's that at? I remember hearing that.
I haven't done one of those in a while. It was a demo show get together, is what we did.
I
probably need to do that after the holidays.
Yes, we do. I would love to do that. Okay. I would love to get involved. So, yeah.
Tell me what type of work you do.
I am a registered nurse and also a previous accountant.
Wow, an accounting nurse. So you can take blood pressure and do their taxes at the same time.
Yes. I never liked income taxes, but now I can do them. But I did. I was a real estate accountant, so that was I liked real estate better. But
Hold on. What type of nurse are you?
A dialysis nurse.
A dialysis nurse?
Yes.
You do kidney dialysis?
Yes, I do.
Wow.
We save lives every day.
You do. You're in a very, that's a booming area of medicine right now.
Oh, yes, yes. And that's part of the detriment to our country financially, how we're going to pay for it.
you're very, very interesting. So, are you like steady Monday through Friday, or do you do shift work?
I am a Monday through Friday now. I have a cush job now.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, I have had nurses clients that they do these 14-hour own and it just kills them.
Oh yeah, I've done all that too, and I've also done travel nursing. That's how I know when I traveled to Texas that we have an enormous amount of ranch hands that are here illegally.
Well, you can drive around Texas and you can look on about any rooftop where you're having roofers, and you, that's where you're going to see it. And again, that was part of the problem.
That's what brought them here to begin with.
Well, Rick Perry's brother is Perry of Perry Homes in Texas. And so they wanted cheap labor to build houses, so they kind of looked the other way, then they kind of ran amok.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, we don't have anybody that wants to do manual labor, so all the ranchers love them to pick the vegetables, and it's just outrageous. But something we have to do something, because what's so stupid is we're supposed to be such one of the most intelligent countries, which we do have a lot of people with education, but we don't seem to use it because you know, it's just like half the money that these illegals come over here and make from us, that's all tax-free money, is being shipped out to another country via Western Union. So when you have an economy where the money doesn't stay here, because, you know, I robbed Peter and Paul, right?
Right.
I robbed Peter to pay Paul so that all of them are living in the U.S. But when you have people coming in here illegally and all they're doing is sucking the money out of the economy, I mean, it's like economics 101. You know the economy is going to start drowning and sinking because you're sucking money out. It's not moving around.
You're pretty smart, Penny.
I mean, it's a worldwide company, worldwide country, but, you know, I mean, it's just...
What happens is somebody works here, they'll be four people in a hotel room or six people in a house.
Right.
They'll take that money, they'll go down to Walmart, they'll wire a portion of it back to their families in their home country. Just go on any Friday and look at Walmart or Saturday.
Exactly.
And so that money doesn't stay here. It's shipped off to Mexico. Mexico's number two import is money from workers in the United States. Number one is oil.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And then we wonder why we can't economically get sound. Yeah.
They're taking money out of the economy because of they have two kids, for example. So that's over $17,000 worth of education for those two kids a year.
Yeah, not including the medical bill.
Yep, there you go.
Yeah. And then you know what's so ridiculous? I watched a documentary on all of the female prisoners
who get pregnant while they're in, you know, have a, they're pregnant while they're in prison. So it's American citizens that have gone to prison, and as soon as they deliver their child, they take the child from them and ship the child to their family to take the welfare on of that child. So if you look at it, the illegals are getting treated, the pregnant illegals are being treated better than our own U.S. American citizens who, for the most part, have contributed and paid tax dollars until they were incarcerated. So we take their children away from American citizens, but the ones that come over here illegally that have already broke the laws, we don't punish them for breaking the laws coming in here illegal. As a matter of fact, we reward them for having a baby over here and give them checks, subsidies, monthly subsidies. It's just absurd.
Penny, you're pretty good.
And I think we're going to have World War III right here in this country when Social Security goes belly up. You're going to see people fighting because they're not getting their check. It's just going to, it's scary to see where we're headed. It really is. But you need to have a meeting at first of the year. I'd love to come meet all you guys.
Okay. Well, maybe I'm going to put your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market gift card. Have you ever been to Fresh Market?
I have not.
You have not. Okay, we're going to do that drawing today. Matter of fact, we're going to do it at a little less than an hour from now. So listen.
Okay.
Penny, what is your month and day of birth?
Month and day of birth. There, thank you, Joey.
May 8th.
May 8th. Penny, it was a pleasure talking to you. And listen in. We'll do the drawing next hour.
Will do, Dan. Thanks. It's been a pleasure here.
Bye-bye. Bye. Wow. News on 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
I cried to the southern wind.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What are some things you can do during the holidays? Decorate, wrap something, have a movie marathon, throw a party, do something memorable? Do something memorable, like saving $7,500 on any new 2018 Jeep Grand Cherokee in stock. I'm Dick Brubaker with Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and the memories can be made during our 2018 Big Finish event. The 2018 Jeep Grand Cherokee offers exceptional off-road capability without sacrificing on-road ride comfort. It is refined with a quiet, well-finished cabin and composed ride. Happiness can be yours this holiday season with $7,500 off any new 2018 Jeep Grand Cherokee in stock. It's a memory in the making during the 2018 Big Finish event at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Plus tax, tag, title, and fees. Must finance through Chrysler Capital. $7,500 off list price, not MSRP, based on availability. Offer expires December 31st.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are.
Straight down the Mississippi River to the...
Oh, Penny was loaded for bear there, wasn't she?
Oh, yeah.
The Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Let's continue in with the wall confrontation story on CBS. And listen how they're doing this. It's kind of interesting. I think that actually Trump comes out good in this. Let's listen in.
After the showdown, President Trump stood by his offer to own a partial government shutdown and downplayed the wild exchange.
Well, believe it or not, I think it was a very friendly meeting.
The Democrats had a different take.
This Trump shutdown, this temper tantrum that he seems to throw, will not get him his wall, and it'll hurt a lot of people.
In a private meeting back on Capitol Hill, Pelosi told colleagues, it goes to show you, you get into a tinkle contest with a skunk, you get tinkle all over you. And it's like a manhood thing for him, as if manhood could ever be associated with him, this wall thing. If Congress does not make a deal by December 21st, about a fourth of the government would close. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Magic things happen at Christmas. And that's what I'm counting on.
Schumer and Pelosi offered two alternatives to keep the government open with short-term funding. Pelosi, who is poised to be House Speaker, said President Trump called her after the meeting, but did not say if he's ready to compromise on cash for his wall. Nora, if the government does shut down, it would be for the second time this year.
You know, it looks like they can't do the basic thing, which is keep the lights on. But there is a little bit of news for people who think the government is completely without capability. There is a farm bill that's going through the Senate and criminal justice reform, which are proceeding with bipartisan support. So the whole thing hasn't broken down.
And just a reminder, the president controls and his party controls Congress. It's all Republican controlled at this current point.
Right. They could solve the shutdown thing quickly.
Pretty easily.
I don't know how that public conversation was good for anybody to see on either side. I felt very uncomfortable watching it.
Notice how she threw in her 10 cents worth, 2 cents worth out here. I think that actually Trump came out good out of this. Now, it's going to be a question, and the talk right now is that the Trump legislative people are going in and doing a head count to see if they do have the votes to kind of in your face to Nancy that they get the bill passed with $5 billion in it and they send it to the Senate and then it becomes the Senate's problem. And what would happen is they wouldn't have enough foreclosure, so it would fall on the Democrats for not voting for it. That to me is a solution if they've got the votes. And Trump sounded authoritative on that, and Nancy Pelosi kind of said, no, you don't have the votes, and she's probably a lot better at counting votes than he is, but he'll do that sometimes. He'll overreach and kind of say that something's going to be happening, that it doesn't happen. But I thought it was actually good for the country. You can hear Major Garrett in the next hour talk about this. He's actually going to do this very relaxed interview on CBSN, which is a It's not that I've got to do it all in 2.5 minutes type thing, and that would be a long story for Major Garrett. But in a very relaxed way, he kind of says this was actually a pretty good thing and says why it was a pretty good thing. And what Trump was doing is trying to get the nation to see what was being said. And he knew by bringing them in there and having that confrontation that that was going to be the news. That was going to be the news story. Everybody says he steps on his own news story. He's learned how to make the news story and make it work for it. News 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back for the final hour right after this.
When I get off of this mountain, you know where I want to go.
The Dan Moore Show.
Down the Mississippi River to the Gulf of Mexico. The Lake Charles, Louisiana, little Bessie girl. Once knew.